We all have heroes in life, and you know what? It's great to have that. Somebody to look up to. Somebody to strive to be. For me, one of my heroes, a great American, Joey Chestnut. Do you guys know who he is?
Duh. Yeah, I've met him.
Okay. Joey Chestnut is a competitive eater, and gosh darn it, he makes America look amazing. Now, I don't know a lot of females. I know there are some amazing female competitors, but this blows my mind. And the question I'm getting to is this, and I would love for you to call in and brag about yourself, or maybe it's a friend. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This female competitive eater, she downed 2 pounds of Nutella in under 4 minutes with no water. She just glop, 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 glop.
Oh,
2 pounds of Nutella.
I just threw up in my mouth. That is so, that's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what I thought. I'm like, yeah, she liked that Nutella, if you know what I'm saying. That's kind of impressive slash sickening and gross.
That's crazy.
Now, the only thing I have, and I hope somebody else actually can join in the conversation and let us know what they have. Mine's a food thing, because you could be like, well, I drank this many beers, or I downed this much liquor. That's impressive, too. Maybe you did a bunch of shots. For me, my food thing, and I don't think it's that crazy, but it is a lot. Like, my stomach hurts thinking of it. I think I ate 45 chicken nuggets one time. My buddies and I all just bought, like, a couple of 20 pieces to see who could eat the most. So I bought, like, 220 pieces. They bought 220 pieces. And we try to see who could eat the most nuggets, like a bunch of guys, just dumb high school stuff. Because trust me, that took up all my fun money. And I ate 44 or 45 nuggets. I think
Sweet
somebody ate like 50.
Baby Jesus, that is insane.
It was living the nug life, Liv. I'm not going to apologize for living my best.
I've almost eaten like an entire pizza before, like a thin crust pizza. Like I can do some damage, wreck some havoc on a thin crust pizza.
It's so funny how, like, I mean, that is a lot for anybody, but especially for you. But, like, Liv, I could smash a pizza. I could eat a whole pizza. I'd feel, like, sick and bloated like a whale, but I could do that no problem. But
I don't know if I could do a whole one.
All right, is it food? Is it drink? What is it? What's something you could call and brag on? You're like, man, I just went to town. I ate a bunch of this. I drank a bunch of this. Pork chop, I know you've been balling on a budget lately eating a pizza, but have you ever done, like, a bunch of food, or is it just me and Liv that really enjoy our stuff?
I mean, I've never done, like, any sort of contest to see how much food I could eat, how fast, but I think it's a well-known fact around here that I can pretty much out-eat anyone.
Nope, but here's the thing. The only reason why you can is because you won't eat for about, like, at least 20 hours. And so, like, you haven't eaten in 20 hours. So if no one has eaten in 20 hours, they could obviously probably take down, like, 3 burritos.
Hold on. I got my BS meters going off. Lenny Bree, he's our technical producer on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas. And you are saying that you beat my number. I had, like, 44 or 45 nuggets. How many did you eat?
Easy. I ate 90 nuggets.
You're a freaking
in one
liar.
Sitting.
In one sitting, yeah. Me and my wrestling bros, back when I was in wrestling, Burger King had like the whole deal where you could get 10 for a dollar. So we spent $10 and got 100 nuggets. And I just macked down on 90 of the bad boys.
My BS meter was going off until you said when you were wrestling and your wrestling buddies, because my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, wrestled in high school. It's like all he ever talks about. And they work out so hard. And also, they'll go, like, days with, like, barely eating and stuff. Like, they have to, like, cut weight a lot. So they'll, like, starve themselves. And then they'll go out on these, like, crazy binge meals all together. So now I fully believe you. I'm fully backing you up on this. But that is absolutely absurd.
Hold on. Lenny, that was back in the day. Do you still feel like you could put some nugs down?
You dare challenge me?
Pork chop. Do you think you could do some nugs or no?
I don't think I could hit 90, but I think I could beat 45 easily.
I say, gentlemen, we're going to have to arrange this. We have a nug off, and we can see who eats the most nuggets. Now, is there a particular nugget we need to go with? I mean, I think everybody thinks of like the McDonald's nugget, but you got Chick-fil-A nugs,
no,
you got Burger King nuggets.
I don't think
Burger
you
King
should
is
do.
The cheapest.
I like cheap.
Burger King is the cheapest, so maybe Burger King. I'm going to like X out Chick-fil-A just because Chick-fil-A's are so hearty. Like, they actually have like big, hearty, like real chicken.
They are good, but
they're actually like real chicken nuggets, you know? So like, I feel like they're just too hearty.
I still pick McDonald's.
The little Dalian nuggets that come from like McDonald's and Burger King, yeah, you guys can definitely pound those.
I need ranch and honey mustard.
Okay, I need barbecue and sweet and sour.
Can I be the
ranch and buffalo?
Sure.
Ranch and buffalo. Okay, we're all different guys. Listen to that.
I know. I'm going to get no sauce, no nugs. Grilled nuggets, please.
You are so basic, it hurts my soul. All right, guys, seriously, we need to talk to our salespeople. If you're listening and you want me, Joe, if you want Lenny Bree, and you want our producer, Pork Chop, to do a nug off, we're down for it. You just got to supply the nuggets, okay? Hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Pork Chop's shaking his head. He's like, this better not happen.